Aleishur Chelik Beis Tav Reish Pei Dalet, the 12th chapter entitled Tahara, the Ne'ilas Sharim, the locking of the gates. Higanu Lin'ilas Shar Chayim Bo'ilam Ze. So we've come to the locking of this gate of life. Umas'as Nafshenu Ki Ne'ilas Ze Te Pesichas Shar Lechayim Netzach. In having described standing at death's door in the previous paragraph, Yom HaMisa, as a person stands there, one's desire is that this locking of the gate on Chayei Olam Hazeh will be an opening of another gate to eternal life. El Pesichas Shazeh Hayisam Mechuvenes Kol Avodasenu Mer Reshis Avodasenu Ad Koi. Our entire Avodah from beginning until this point was directed at opening this gate to the eternal life. How, through what, will this gate be opened? He teaches in Shaharei Teshuvah, base, a person should prepare himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prepare himself to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't know his time. He has to prepare himself to return his spirit in a state of purity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech expresses this idea in these words, this imagery that your clothes should be white, meaning the soul should be pure. Libuna begadim mashal hanikiyus hanefesh bishuva. That's what Rabbi Yonan explains. This idea of white clothes, laundered clothes, connotes the fact that the nefesh is clean through teshuva. V'ashemen mashal ma'asim tovim v'shem tov. The end of the pasuk that says you shouldn't lack any oil upon your head. It's a mashal for ma'asim tovim and a good reputation. Chut ze nimshach mish'as alida derega achon shel chayeinu. This thread passes through one's entire life, from the moment of birth until the very last moment of life. The Gemara in Nidah, the Flamed, Ve'enu yitzeh misham ad shemashbi'im o'yisoy. He doesn't go out of there until they adjure him. Shenema ki li sicha kol berich tishava kol ashed. Every soul will take an oath. Ki li ticha kol berich zeyom ha'misa. When the Pasuk speaks about every knee bending before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a reference to the day of death. Shneimah, another Pasuk, Lefanecha yichri'u kol yerdei afar. Tishava kol ashein, that expression in the Pasuk, that every tongue will swear, Zeyom HaLeida. It's talking about taking an oath on the day of one's birth. Shneimah, neki chapayim, uvar leivav, asher leinasa lashav nafshiv elu nishba lemirma. Speaks about somebody without any sin, somebody who is born and has no iniquity. What is this oath that he takes? An oath to become a tzaddik rather than the opposite. Even if the entire world tells you you're a tzaddik, you should be very skeptical of that. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure and his servants are pure. The neshama that he placed in you is pure. If you preserve that purity, very good. If not, I will take it from you. It can be compared to a case of a Kohen who gives teruma to Amaretz. If you preserve it in its purity, its teruma, very good. If you don't, if you make it tomei, I'll burn it in front of you. The author explains, Mimekoim tahara ba neshama el toch gufeinu. The neshama comes into our bodies from a place of tahara, vehi atzma hi metzius shel tahara bikerbenu. The neshama itself is a reality of complete purity within ourselves. Vanu mushbaim vaimdim lishmar isah betahara kol yamim. We are under oath. We are adjured to preserve its purity throughout our lives. Kohanim are accustomed to preserve their truma in a state of tahara. They used to it. The Amoritz is not used to it. When he is given Terumah as a Pikadoin, he has to be exceptionally careful all the time to make sure it doesn't become Tomei. When Terumah becomes Tomei, there's only one thing one does with it, and that is burn it. Kach ha'adam, that's the mashal. Now the nimshal, the person, ba'al haguf v'yitzarav, possessing a body and all sorts of drives and appetites, einu ragil b'tahara shura b'sviv asri shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Osav. He's like an Amaretz in this context. He's not used to the tahara all around HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Mesharasim. V'inei nimsara lo neshamat yira l'fikadon. Now he's given this pristine entity to save God. V'chama alav liyos chared kol yamav lishmor oisah metari. He has to be completely devoted. He has to be chared, he has to tremble throughout his life in an effort to preserve its pristine nature. Mamash ad harega hacharoin, up to and including the last moment. Shiyashiv ruchoi betahara el elokim ashen asanah, when he returns that spirit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What should a person do knowing that he's so vulnerable to stumbling in chet ve'avoin? The Ramban writes, "V'nefesh ki secheta ad v'nidah chatas." That's a quotation from the pasuk. Ba'avur yose machshava b'nefesh, since nefesh is the seat of thinking, v'hiya shegeges. That's what does the shkaga, his kika nefesh. That's what the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki secheta, not v'adam or whatever it is. It emphasizes the idea that the erroneous thought comes from the nefesh. V'tam akorbanois ala nefesh ashegeges. Why do we bring korbanois when there's a shkaga? Mipnei shekol avonis ilidu gnai b'nefesh v'mumba. Because avonis place all sorts of impurities and blemishes on the soul. Velo itizke lakbil pnei yetzerah rak b'yesat teyera mikol chet. It can only face its creator, the nefesh, when it is completely pure of all sin. If not for that, any old fool would be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Pasuk speaks about the Nefesh, that Erd brings a Korban, so that it can earn this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to expunge that blemish. That's the end of the quotation. Says the author. We're talking about Korbanos which are brought for an inadvertent act. Shegam chet kazem olid gnai b'nefesh. Even such an inadvertent act nonetheless has a consequence of producing blemishes in the soul. There's no korban for deliberate acts of sin. Kama hu tzarich leter atzmo b'teshuvah. How much does he have to purify himself through teshuvah? Hadevarim nora'im. It's really awesome. Hine nitena lanu ha'avodah b'torah u'mitzvos. We were given avodah through Torah and mitzvos, kiratza kadosh bo lezakois es Yisrael. And zakois here in the sense of to purify, to cleanse. Lefichach yirba lehem Torah mitzvos she'al yadan yehiye zakaim otirim. Therefore he gave them an abundance of Torah and mitzvos through which to become cleansed. Ach gam b'ze omar lanu ha'mesilas yesherim dvarim kedor bonois. Even here the Mesilas Yesherim speaks harshly, very sharp words. V'chazah b'akdama yirats in the introduction. Since every chacham has validated for himself the necessity for the perfection of work and the obligation of the avodah being completely pure, if not for the purity of the avodah, it's not wanted. It's rather despised. Kichol lebavoyz doreis Hashem. Hashem sees into the heart. Vechol yetzer machshavoyz hu mevin. Man ane b'yom techacha. What are we going to answer on the day of rebuke? Im yisrashalu min ha'inu hazeh. If we have been negligent about thinking about this. V'nachnu davar shu kol kach mutal aleinu. We've put aside something which is so much incumbent upon us. Shehu ikar ma Hashem elokein Hashem mimanu. It's the essence of what Hashem wants from us. That the avodah should be tehira nekiya. ובפרקי התהרה, later on, in פרקי תהרה, הוא מרחיב את העניין ובאר כי תהרה הלשמה. He explains that תהרה really is an aspect, or it is לשמה, הן בענייני העבודה והן במעשים הגופניים, both in עבודה per se and in physical acts. Ayin sham. Hatahara yamidah hashishis besulamay shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Tahara is the sixth rung in the ladder of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Acharei ba'oyis hachasidus ho'anava yiras chait u'kdusha. Afterwards, the follow those midois. Hamesilas yishurim kosa bevo midas haperishus. Before you give me, he writes about perishus, ki haperishus hi haschalas hachasidus. Perishus is the beginning of chasidus. וכול המידות עד כה, הן מה שיצריך לאדם לשיהיה צדיק, all the midot up to that point are what a person needs in order to be a tzaddik, ומכאן ולהלאה שיהיה חסיד. From then onwards, he needs those midot to become a chosid. אולם יש לדקדק בדבריו, כי אומנם פרישוס היא השכלת החסידות. We need to be careful over here, to look into it carefully. Indeed, פרישוס is the beginning of חסידות, אך היא והטהרה עדיין שייכות למידות המחויבות לאדם שיהיה צדיק. But both פרישוס and טהרה fit into that part of the ladder which are midos necessary for a person to become a tzaddik. Uchva hera, agoyen Rabbi Yechezkel Sarnanish Masa Eden, bi'unav sham, in his commentary over there, ki laharamban bereish kedoshim, haperishus mitzvah mamash. He showed that according to the Ramban at least, the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, perishus is a mitzvah, literally a mitzvah. וההפך שלו נבל ברשוס התורה. The opposite of it is what the Ramban calls נבל ברשוס התורה. וממילא אי אפשר למנוס את הפרישוס בין מילה דחסידוס. Therefore it follows that one can't count פרישוס among מילה דחסידוס שאין חיובה מוטל על הכל. Because when it comes to חסידוס, the definition of חסידוס is not incumbent on everyone. And we've just shown פרישוס is a mitzvah. So how can that be the beginning of חסידוס? והבאור במסילת ישרים, the explanation to resolve this is כי הפרישוס היא השכלת החסידוס. It's what the מסילת ישרים says, that פרישוס is the beginning of חסידוס, שבוודאי שורש החסידוס נעוץ עוד בדרגת הצדיק. The root of חסידוס is certainly still rooted in the level of the tzaddik, the lower level. But the root of חסידוס of the higher level is rooted in the lower level. אך החיוב הוא להגיע עד פרישוס וטהרה ועד בכלל. The obligation is to reach beyond, to go to Perishus, Tahara, and all the way. Chiyuva Perishus mevo'ar b'mitzvahs Kedoshim Tiyu. That obligation of Perishus is clarified in the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Vechiyuva Tahara behadeh mashbi'im esu b'sh'as leda ala Tahara. And the obligation of Tahara comes from that Gemara in Yedad of Lamed that we saw on the previous page. A person is required to take an oath on the day of his birth, before he's born. Me'atah nisbonen behadeh v'rachos daf yud amud aleph. Looking at that Gemara, we saw it recently in this volume, and we know that it is the subject of the author's introduction to the first volume, a lengthy introduction to the first volume of Alei Shur, based on this passage in Brachos. Hanei chamisha borchi nafshi kenegid mi amaron David. The borchi nafshi es Hashem. Five times, what do they correspond to? The Gemara answers, lo amaron el kenegid HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaNeshama. Those five borchi nafshi correspond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaNeshama. ומונה שם חמישה דברים, and five things are enumerated over there. הקדוש ברוך הוא מלא כל העולם, אף הנשמה מלאה את כל הגוף. Just as הקדוש ברוך הוא permeates the entire world, the neshama permeates the entire body. הקדוש ברוך הוא זן את כל העולם, אף הנשמה זן את כל הגוף. הקדוש ברוך הוא sustains the entire world, the neshama sustains the body. הקדוש ברוך הוא רואה ואינו נראה, he is unseen. אף הנשמה רואה ואינו נראה. The neshama also can see, but isn't seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tahoir Af HaNeshama Tahoira. He is pure and so to the Neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishev B'Chadrei Chadorim. Af HaNeshama Yishev B'Chadrei Chadorim. He is hidden. He's not exposed and open. He is hidden. He, so to speak, sits in the innermost chambers and so to the Neshama. HaGra Kosav Ki Kan Malu Chazal Es Chameshes Chalkei HaNeshama. The Gra comments, the Chazal here are hinting at least to the five components, if you will, of the neshama in the following order. Hanefesh mela'a saguf. Because we have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya nichida. So hanefesh mela'a saguf, that corresponds to that description in that Gemara. The nefesh is the one that permeates the body. Haruach zan saguf. It is the ruach, that aspect or that component of the overall soul that sustains the body. Haneshama ri'ah ve'en nires. The neshama is that which sees and isn't seen. Hachaya tehoira. The chaya is pure, vayechida yeshevet bechadrei chadrim. It dwells deep, deep inside. We learn from here, from the Gaon's comment, that the source of the purity of the neshama is chaya, which is the root of the neshama. Madrega shishum adam reisig oisa vechayav alei adamoyis, a level that no person has ever been able to achieve, milevad adam rishon kodem chet, except for adam rishon before the chet. But according to the extent that a person has managed to preserve the Neshama in Tahara Boilam Hazeh, then he will have the merit upon death to be attached to the root of that Neshama. That root which is called Chayat, that's what gives him life in Olam Neshamois. Tahara Zismainya. Now what is the concept of this Tahara? The Varga Doilu, it's a profound matter. Bechina gevuhazes shel neshama einah miskalkeles aledei chet v'avoin. This high aspect of the neshama is not spoiled by chet v'avoin. It is impervious to chet v'avoin. V'rak nitzetzei hakedusha magi'im imena el ruach adam gam b'chaim chayusoy eina me'irim loit b'kvose chet. The consequence of chet is not that aspect of neshama is spoiled, but the sparks of kedusha that it sends towards the ruach adam do not illuminate anymore after chet. Therefore, there's a tremendous obligation while still here in this world to reach tahara. And certainly, when a person prepares to meet his creator upon death, kiben afshenu. While he is here, that Tahara allows his Chaya to project Kedusha to the Ruach Adam, and certainly when he dies, it allows him to attach to that aspect of life, Ki Ben Afshenu. Ayen Binyan Achidut Ben Nefesh HaChayim Beis Yud Zayin. Shetei Madregois Eilu, HaChaya VaYechida. These two levels of the soul, called Chaya and Yechida, Hein Shi'ur Kumaseh Shel Klal Yisrael. They constitute the uniqueness, the stature of Klal Yisrael. Behein nivdal Klal Yisrael mikol ha'amim. That's what separates Jews from Gentiles. They have nefesh, ruach, neshama, but not chaya yechida. Hu asher omar Rabbi Akiva b'shelhei yoyma. That's what Rabbi Akiva says at the end of Maseches Yoyma. Ashreichem Yisrael lifnim miyatim metaharim. You are fortunate. Before whom do you become pure? Mi metaher Yisrael. Who is it that purifies you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheneimar, it's a pasuk, v'zorakti alechem mayim tehorim utharetem, I will pour upon you pure waters and purify you, v'omer mikvei Yisrael. Oimek ha'inyan, the depth of the matter is, kevan she'akadosh Baruch Hu tehor v'neshama tehora, as the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure and certain neshama, ne'emar al nishmois Yisrael, that's said about the souls of Jews, hari yesh b'yesod nishmosos shel adam Yisrael tehara. Again, at the root of the Jews' neshama, there is this tahara. Uvazeu misyaches el HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuiz barach tohir. And that's how he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in essence tohir. Venitzeitzeis mimedagazoi misurrim beliboi sh adam Yisrael. There are sparks of this level that are aroused in the Jew's heart, keshubah letahir atzmo, when he wishes to purify himself. Velachen ashrechem Yisroel, meaning only us and not others. Lifnei mi atem itaharim, before whom? Only before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That hints to this idea. Val darga zoi nika HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yirmiyahu mikvei Yisrael Moshe. It's for this level that Yirmiyahu speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mikvei Yisrael. That's in Perek Yudaled. Rabbi Akiva Moisif mi metaher eschem, and then adds, who purifies you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema v'zoakte lechem, and then quotes the pasuk. V'inyan nosaf, it's a different matter. Additional matter, umkurei b'midah achrona shel 13 midah shel rachamim v'nakei. Its source in the 13th midah of rachamim v'nakei. M'midah zoi zechinu liyom ha'kippurim. It's that midah from which you earn yom ha'kippurim. Ach kol ha'ba liter, but besides yom kippur, anyone who's ba litaher, mis oirer bo nitzes nishmasei ha'tehera. There's aroused within him a spark from his pure neshama. Uvazeh zechei shemeseyein o yisoy. As the Gemara promises, in a number of places, he earns divine assistance. Ve'im, ve'inei im al Yom Kippur nitzavinu mikol chatoyisechem lifnei Hashem titharu. If regarding Yom Kippur we have this mitzvah to become tahor before Hashem from all the chataim from Parashas Acharei, יום המיסה על אחת כמה וכמה שיש לנו להתאר לפניו יזבח עוד קודם בואי. When it comes to the day of death, all the more so that there's an obligation for the individual to be tahoir before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before it comes. כי אין לך יום כיפור גדול מהיום ההוא. There's no greater יום כיפור than the day of death. ראי אחי, יחד מהספק האחרון של מערכת החיים לטהרה. We designated the last chapter of the set of essays about life, we designated it, we specified it for Tahara. She mi'etzem mahus nishmasenu. It is an essential component of aneshama. Aleh anu mushba'im v'umdim yomenu harishon al adamois. From before the first day, as we are about to be born, we take an oath upon it. Aleh anu chayvim lagi lemaseh. We need to reach it, lemaseh, to reach Tahara. הנפש will not earn an audience, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless it is completely tahor. ונמצאה כל מסכת עבודתנו בחיינו היא טהרה. You could say that the entire avodah throughout one's entire life is to achieve טהרה. יאוס לנו לנעול בזה כל שער הסף. It's appropriate at this point to lock, to conclude all the sections of the Sefer. אס מערכס האדם סיימנו בעניין ישרוס. If you look at מערכס האדם at the beginning of the volume, we concluded with the concept of ישרוס. בסייף מערכס התאירה, at the end of the set of essays about תאירה, נסבסנו כי ועס אחרונים עניו. That last message was, הקדוש ברוך הוא will be with the last ones, the final generations. He hasn't deserted us. הנעשה של מערכס המוסר הוא ותהר ליבנו לעובדך באמס. The subject of the whole set of essays of Musar is purify hearts to serve you in truth. תכליס בסיום מערכת העבודה מוסרית הייתה שמחה בעבודת השם. Then we had a lengthy set of essays about practical עבודה. And the end, the peak of that was to achieve שמחה in עבודת השם. השער השלישי נגמר ברמז עניין הצנע לכס. The third shar of the Sefer ended with an emphasis on the concept of discretion. Ve'ata, achi, im korasa ve'lamadata ma'arachois v'asharim b'yun, if you've learned and delved into these ma'arachois in depth, yecholta lehargish, you would have felt, you could have felt, k'es kol inyanei melavet zlil dak shel tahara, that all these inyanim are accompanied by a very subtle sound of tahara, שהיא מסבטאת בכל כללי ופרטי העניינים אלה ביחד. It is expressed in all the generalities and details of all of these concepts altogether. ייתן השם יתברך שנזכה לתאר עצמנו לפניו, והוא יתברך יתאר אותנו. May we merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify us and allow us to achieve טהרה. עד כאן.